I think a good place to start when discussing the idea of modern fashion and why it's become so revealing, and of course, whether that's even a good thing to begin with. I think a good place for us to start is, first of all, answering the question of, do young people actually dress more revealing in the modern world? Or perhaps do we look at the young people that are within our immediate context or our immediate circles and then conclude, because those kids are dressing more revealing, then we conclude that most or all young people are dressing more revealing in our day and age? That's a very good question to ask, because sometimes what we tend to do as human beings is that whatever we experience in our spaces, in the spaces that we frequent, whatever your experience is within those spaces, you then conclude that the world has become that way. And it is not true. So to answer the question of whether young people have now become or have now moved towards dressing more revealing in their clothes, where now we prioritize sex appeal over comfort, to answer that question, I want to first say that it's a very... The answer is yes. However, it's not yes in every context. And it's a very nuanced answer to that question. Now, first of all, we have to go way back. There was a time where everybody overdressed. And this is something very important to acknowledge, right? The fact that we do come from one end of the extreme. People, not just young people, people in general used to overdress. And I'm not talking about in Africa. Obviously, we've seen those British old school sitcoms as well as movies and films where they depict how the average woman used to dress, or the average man. And the average man, there was a time where the average man in the West used to wear a suit and a tie and a shirt and, you know, these formal shoes on a hot day. And a woman would be expected to wear undergarments that cover her full body. Whereas if you bring it back here to Africa, historically, Africans used to dress less, right? Because many parts of Africa are a lot cooler, are very, very hot. And obviously that might have not been the only reason. There's also culture and tradition and things that become a norm. But that's not to say that people in Africa were a lot less respectful of their bodies than people in the West. Not at all. All of this was cultural and traditional, which is where we get a lot of our dress codes and traditions, and a lot of our dress code inspiration and what dictates what we wear comes from our traditions and our cultures and our social influences as well. Now, I want to be very clear in saying that I'm not defending overdressing or underdressing at all. What I am trying to say, though, is that there is context to understanding the way in which people dress. You need to understand their cultural context, understand where they come from, understand what's acceptable within whatever context they come from. Because I don't want to make the ruling here that anybody who underdresses is wrong and everybody who overdresses is right. That's not what I'm trying to say. The more clothes isn't better, because there are health issues surrounding that, right? You can heat up, you can have palpitations, you can have so many issues, struggles with breathing, lack of ability of being flexible and being able to move around. You're very limited when you overdress. But of course, for someone who lives in an Antarctica and in the North Pole, in the cooler parts of the world, it makes sense. Even in Russia, it makes sense for those people to overdress, because the weather there doesn't make sense for them to prioritize wearing less. Now, here's the thing. I want to, first of all, help you understand the fact that we're having a conversation of sex appeal versus comfort, because there's a difference between prioritizing sex appeal and wearing less because out of necessity, because of where you live, right? Like if you go to Nigeria, it's actually quite interesting, because if you go to a place like Nigeria, instead of wearing less, what you normally find is that people, what they do wear covers the full body, but it's thin, right? In many parts of Nigeria, not all parts of Nigeria. Now, this gives us a bit of context in kickstarting this conversation to understand that there's a lot of people who live in different contexts and who live in different societies and communities. And as a result, their dress codes are going to differ broadly and what is deemed acceptable within that context. I mean, even today, if you go to places like Deep KZN in the Zulu Kingdom, or you go to KwaNdebele, or you're going to Swaziland within South Africa and Africa, broader Africa, you find that there are certain dress codes there that within our context, for those of us who are in, you know, the more urban areas of Africa, like Johannesburg, like Lagos, or any other, or even some parts of Botswana, some parts of Kenya, or even Egypt, you find that it would be deemed unacceptable. But within that context, that's not the case. So there's a lot, and I want to be very clear in the fact that I'm not a psychologist, I'm not a scholar, I haven't done a lot of research behind this topic. But what I wanted us to do is to give this topic a fair trial, for us to understand that it's a very contextual topic, and it's a very culturally sensitive topic. And so that we don't just say, you know, this side is bad or that side and that side is good, so that we understand the nuances. But something I want to get into is the fact that we need to understand that, yes, there is such a thing as dressing less as because you're within your context. Then there are those of us who we dress less. Let me not say we. Then there are those who dress less because they want to emphasize, or they want to highlight their sex appeal. They want to look good. They want to look alluring, right? And for me, I think there's a problem with that, right? When your mission and objective is to enhance those aspects of your body that lead to attraction. But I'm not even going to get into that, because we know that in the Bible, in the book of Timothy, it does talk about dressing in a way that is humble, in a way that is considerate of your neighbor, in the way that is considerate of the people around you. But it does raise the question, though, of why is modern fashion becoming so revealing? And there are a few reasons behind this, right? First of all, there are cultural shifts that have happened, where for those of us, especially who are influenced by media, by social media, by Instagram, we have come to a place where we deem it acceptable for people to wear clothes that reveal, like, the purpose. I'm talking about the purpose of the outfit, not just the fact that you're seeing someone dressed in a particular way, and then you find them sexually attractive. That's different. It might have not been their intention for you to find them sexually attractive. That's very different. But there are people who dress up with the intent to maximize their sex appeal. And that's the conversation that I want us to have. Because personally, I feel like that's a very irresponsible way of dressing, where your goal is to maximize sex appeal. And you know that we all are aware of the fact that the way that we dress communicates a lot to the people around us. It communicates our intentions to the people around us, right? For example, if you're dressing for work, you dress in a particular way because you know it's going to send a message. It communicates your intentions of being serious about the job. And if you're dressing in to maximize your sex appeal, if you're dressing to maximize the parts of you that are most sexually attractive, right? Those aspects of your body, then we all know, you cannot deny, you have to apply the same logic as you apply when you're dressing for work. You know that you're communicating your intentions as an individual. But right now we live in a world where people would like to dress in a way that maximizes their sex appeal without being criticized. And I think that's one of the dangers that young people are encountering, right? Especially because it's being normalized so much. I mean, you go on to TikTok and you find so many young people dressing in a revealing manner and dancing in a very provocative manner. And the defense is, if you get sexually aroused, then you're the one at fault. It's not the person who made the video. And I think there's responsibility to be borne by both parties, right? Responsibility flows both ways, in my opinion. And I think also, if we look at scripture and how there's an emphasis on not first of all, or rather, let me put it this way. There's an emphasis around dressing in a modest manner. There's also an emphasis in around being considerate of your neighbor, and not just dressing, but also behaving, treating, and making sure that the people around you feel safe, so to speak. And there's a lot, there's many ways in which what I'm saying could be misconstrued, especially by those who believe that the individual should be prioritized over the community and over the group. But I'm a person who believes in the community. And I think those are Christian values, to value the community, the security, the safety and the comfort of the community. And this doesn't mean that you should erase your identity as an individual, but it does mean that in your consideration of yourself as an individual, you do need to put the needs of the group at a certain degree. I would go as far as saying you need to put the considerations of the group just above yours as an individual, right? Your own considerations as an individual. But that doesn't mean that you need to die as an individual. It doesn't mean that self-expression through clothing needs to be completely erased. It doesn't mean that you, the thing that you want to communicate about yourself and your body and how you feel, need to be erased. And also wanting to communicate where you fit in needs to be erased. But we really need to be very, very cautious of our intentions, right? And the fact that our clothes don't only just express how we feel and express us as individuals, they also communicate intentions, because we do it for work. Why can't we do it when we enter into our communities and our societies and the spaces where we want people to feel safe?
Sex appeal over comfort. Why is modern clothing so revealing is our topic for discussion for this evening. And I have a couple of points that I would like to weigh in. And I think the first thing that I want to mention is, with the rise of social media, and more specifically platforms not like Twitter or X, but rather TikTok and Instagram Reels and stuff like that, we've grown so accustomed to consuming whatever we consume with our eyes that we need to be visually stimulated in one way or another in order for us to take notice of what's happening around us. We need to see things in order for us to actually not believe them, but to actually behold them. And due to the fact that that has given rise to the fact to the fact that we look at things, TikTok and Instagram has grown almost superior to Facebook or X, where you can't just watch things, you need to read. And that made it a huge difference in the way that we look at people around us, because now we look at them through our Instagram and TikTok filters. We want to see people. We can't read. We can't do anything. We just want to watch, right? And this is obviously gives way to voyeurism, which is a total different conversation. But that's what happens. And then on TikTok and on Instagram, the more revealing clothes that you wear, the more likes you get, because it's sort of like pornography, but not yet there. But we've got the same perverted way of looking at other human beings, because we want to see bodies, we want to see nudity, you want to see whatever, you don't want to see just the person, right? And that gives way to the fact that that is how we consume people now. That is how we form networks now. That is how we look at society around us. We are so accustomed to nudity that it is not strange for us to want to see it out in the public. Right, then you get the pages like OnlyFans, where people can subscribe, and then it's a terrible, terrible concept. But then you, as a fan, pay a certain amount to a girl or guy, and then they need to do on camera what you've asked them to do. Right, so now even there, now you get celebrities that were famous. That's famous for one thing, but they are nude on OnlyFans. And nothing is left to the imagination. So because of the fact, again, coming back to my earlier point, we are so accustomed to nudity and people not being ashamed of nudity or not wearing a lot of clothes, that it is rippled its way through, percolated its way through to our modern society and in the fashion choices that we make. That revealing clothes is not something that is not strange. Right, because we're so used to seeing it that it is not strange. There's nothing wrong for the modern world, to be totally honest with you. There's nothing wrong in the eyes of the modern world to say to someone, "Hey, listen, I like you. I want to see what you are naked, what you look like naked." We do that. We do that with famous people. We do that with friends. It's just such an embarrassing story. And now, because of the fact that we've grown so accustomed to nudity, that we feel that it's fine to do it anywhere. The next thing that also needs to be taken into consideration is the fact that famous people influences or do influence our modern society, and then they wear revealing clothes. I think about the Miley Cyrus debacle in South Africa. We've got this one lady, I can't even remember her name. We had a couple of ladies. They forced this and say, oh, it's fine to be nude and whatever, right? I'm thinking of the Kardashians that post nude photos. I'm thinking, well, everybody did it. And now we feel like, listen, this is the way it should be. This is your life. This is live your life in my life. And it's such a philosophical fallacy because we feel I want to live my life. And if my life means nudity, I don't care about your life. You need to accept me as I am, but I don't accept you for the fact that you don't want to see me naked. That's just the way, logical fallacy. But that's how modern society has been influenced by not only by TikTok and Instagram, but also by influencers, famous people. And they are all fighting for this way, for this manner to say that nudity is a way of self-expression. Wearing revealing clothes is a way of self-expression. And then that just gave way to not being comfortable at all. We don't worry about comfortable, we worry about what we look like. Now comfort has been fallen to the wayside. Sexiness or sex appeal is much more important. And we've got magazines and people on Instagram and Facebook and Twitter that and on TikTok telling you that it's painful to be beautiful, but much rather be beautiful than anything else. And we want that, and we live that, and we hold to that. And that's the problem that we as modern society face. That's where we struggle. That's why we wear revealing clothes. That's why we don't know what comfort is. That is why we are using people as consumers. We don't mind ruining lives. We don't mind. We don't know what privacy is. We don't know what it means to live a private lifestyle. We don't know what it is to share, not share certain parts of your bodies. And unfortunately, I feel that we will see the repercussions of it in the not too distant future.